This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Joy Shulman, the founder and CEO of 99 Walks, a company that delivers monthly walking challenges and daily walking classes for women. How awesome is that? And Joyce, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing all the details from you today. So I understand you say that walking is good for your body, your mind, and your mood. Could you elaborate on that to kick things off here today?
Absolutely. So there's so much research around how incredibly powerful the simple act of walking can be. And the research shows, and my own experience, and so many of us have seen this firsthand, as far as your mind, walking really helps you clarify your thoughts. Someone once said to me that it helps her untangle her thoughts. And the research is that walking can help improve your decision making, fuel your creativity. And there's a fascinating study out of a Canadian university that shows that a regular walking practice actually makes your brain bigger, which is just amazing. And then for your body, walking has been shown to reduce everything from dementia to diabetes to your risk of several types of cancer, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, all of that. Fuel your cardiovascular system, control your weight, all that good stuff. And the last of that trifecta is what walking does for your mood. It's an incredibly powerful mood booster. So the simple act of lacing up your sneakers and walking out the door helps your mind, your body, and your mood.
And who wouldn't want to tap into that? That is certainly awesome information to kick things off here today. How long do you have to walk to reap those benefits? And for people who don't have a regular walking practice, how should they get started?
So listen, any walking is better than no walking. So you start with where you are. We have had members, and I know people who have literally started with a walk to the end of their driveway and back and built upon that. Now, most of the research shows that to really begin to reap those benefits, you're looking at 20 minutes of intentional, deliberate walking a day at a pretty good pace. And even that, generally, the research shows that faster is better, but you really have to work up to that. So again, start with where you are and build upon that.
It makes a lot of sense and sounds simple enough as well. Now, understand also the theme for April this month at 99 Walks is Walk in the Rain. Do you mean that literally?
So every month we have a different theme at 99 Walks, and we planned April Walk in the Rain months ago. April showers, all that good stuff. But little did we know that it was going to be so incredibly appropriate for April. And we mean that, yeah, literally and figuratively. Walk in the rain. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. Do things that challenge yourself. Because walking in the rain has its own set of benefits.
You got to love it. Today we are with Joy Shulman, the founder and CEO of 99 Walks, a company that delivers monthly walking challenges and daily walking classes for women here on eHealth Radio's health news and fitness channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, are there actual benefits to walking in the rain? Talk to us about that.
You know that smell of rain? We all talk about it smells like rain, or that particular way that outside smells when it's raining or just after. That's apparently a real thing. And there's research that shows that smell actually decreases your stress, can reduce your stress. So the idea of bringing that in and being outside in that is in and of itself good for you. Moisture, being out in the drizzle, being out in the humidity is super good for your skin, good for your nasal passages and those kinds of things. And then there's just this value of doing something that feels like you're challenging yourself. Something we talk around here about getting comfortable being uncomfortable. And the last of, well, there are several more benefits, but it's also a time when most people stay home. And the world looks a little bit different when you're out walking in the rain or in the drizzle. So you're going to have your trails and your paths more to yourself, and the world is going to look a little bit different, and that's going to encourage you to notice things that you wouldn't otherwise notice.
Well, I know you hold these classes for women, but I tell you, as a guy, this is exciting, and you've inspired me to tap into this resource for sure. Does it really matter where we walk?
It doesn't matter where you walk, in the sense that, as I said, any walking is good. Any movement is good. You can have different experiences walking in different places. So walking, being outside in nature, has its own set of values and benefits. I think everybody has had that experience. There's something about being in nature that's so incredibly, incredibly good for you. But walking in an urban environment is really good too. There's a lot of stimulation. There's a lot of things going on around you that can help fuel your creativity. So honestly, my short answer is walking wherever you are is really good for you. Walking in nature, for me personally, and from what I've seen, is the best.
Joyce, thanks so much for joining us here today. Really appreciate your joining us on behalf of 99 Walks and for what you do in this space. Awesome stuff. I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get more information on 99 Walks and how they could be in touch. Where's the best place online to do so?
They can find us online at 99walks.fit, and they can find us on all the social media channels. So on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube, wherever you're hanging out, thinking about walking, we would love to hang out with you.
And what an awesome idea to connect in that way and walking together. Good stuff. As we conclude today, I'd love to tap into your expertise just a little further before you take off. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we wrap things up here today?
Absolutely. And that is this. Just get started. Just lace up your sneakers, walk out the door. Wherever you are in this journey, we as human beings, we're meant to move. We're meant to walk. And our sedentary lifestyle is not great for us. And as soon as you start moving, as soon as you start walking, you're going to very quickly begin to realize how good it makes you feel. So just get started.
Joyce, again, thanks for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Have a great day.
And certainly we'll give that my best shot. We've been speaking with Joyce Shulman, the founder and CEO of 99 Walks, a company that delivers monthly walking challenges and daily walking classes for women. And for all the details, simply visit 99walks.fit. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.